You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back at Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Mondays are the best, especially when you have baseball going on right now. Great game between the Dodgers and the Braves actually taking place now as we go to the sixth inning in this one. The Braves are in control right now, and joining us to talk a bit about that and some of the other storylines heading around Major League Baseball, we have Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher and analyst for the San Francisco Giants. He's a little bit all over the place, and Bill, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you again for the time today.
Well, as they always say, when the leaves turn brown, you know, you get the top teams, you know, cheering in the playoffs. And sure enough, Jordan, you know, Houston sweeping three, Milwaukee sweeping three over the Rockies. That kind of surprised me. But these other two series with the Yankees in Boston and Atlanta and L.A. are definitely coming to fashion here with a couple good games. As you said, Atlanta taking the lead in this one today.
You know what's so funny to me? You mentioned the Rockies. They had to go through a tiebreaker for the division. They had to go through a one-game wild card, and then they had a series with the Milwaukee Brewers. And out of all that, they got one home game.
Yeah, that's a great call right there. Hey, the series, you know, when you go 162 games and you're tied at the end, the one-game playoff against L.A., I really thought that was all momentum right there. If they would have won that game, I think the momentum would have stayed with them. Going into Chicago, going extra innings, no runs again. The run support was just, you know, it was nothing there. And then they go to Milwaukee, and they just couldn't play well in Milwaukee. It just seemed like the momentum shift changed on them. They played so well in the month of September, and when it came to playoff baseball, the bats just weren't there.
Well, they kind of lived and died, I guess, by three individuals at the plate all year long, didn't they?
Yeah, I looked at that too, the storyline on all three of those. Arenado just hit the wall. And you look at Story, and sure, they hit back-to-back home runs or something in Milwaukee, but that the game was out of hand at that time. The key hits were runners on base, and I go back to Carlos Gonzalez, you know, the right fielder. He didn't do much at all. Blackman really didn't have a good series. And I look at that offense, and I really thought they would generate 5 to 6 runs a game, and it just didn't happen.
Well, let's move over to the other NL series, because right now the Braves are up on top of the Dodgers, and they avoided a sweep last night, Bill, and the Dodgers scored 5 runs. Now, I felt that's the way Atlanta was going to have to win anything in this series. I mean, you're going to have to outscore this Dodger team. You're going to have to put up 6, 7, 8, 9 runs. Acuña goes yard on a grand slam last night. Today, it's more low scoring. I mean, Rich Hill has not been bad for the Dodgers. He's given up 2 runs, and yet the Braves find themselves out in front. Today surprises me. Last night, not so much, because you're going to have to score runs to beat this Dodger team.
You do, and their bullpen's so strong. And, you know, you and I have talked several times throughout the year about how good pitching staffs are. And we look at it now in the playoffs, and the bullpen has now got a couple starters in it. You saw Boston go to it. You see teams go into more of a bullpen game. They have no thought pattern of when we're going to take the starter out. They can put anybody in any time because they have so many bodies down there. But you can see the bodies that are true test pitchers when they're going through the playoffs, and some guys that struggle with command and they get out of it or they don't get out of it. But I tell you what, you can see the experience so quickly when you see teams like Atlanta, who's never been there in a while. The Dodgers are a little stronger, but they're weak at times, too, in some of their starters. It really is the pitching matchups in this, and how long do you keep your starter, and how long do you go one inning each guy. So baseball's changed. We talk about this all the time. But pitching, the dynamics of pitching and using your pitchers are so key, and you see more of it going to the bullpen part.
I was amazed last night, Atlanta going to the bullpen early and taking Newcomb out of a game, and it almost backfired on him. And then the Dodgers do the same thing. They go to the bullpen. They bring in Alex Wood, who was a traditional starter. I know he fell out of the rotation late in the regular season, but again, we're talking about a traditional starter. And that's when Freddie Freeman was able to go yard. I mean, so I guess you can look at it both ways, Bill. I'm not a fan of it, and I know you're not either.
I'm not. And you know, I go back to another thing. When Oakland lost to the Yankees, Here's five starters they had all year, and you don't use a starter in the one-game playoff. You go to bullpenning. And you use the guy that was really DFA'd in the month of June, and he got hot a little bit for you. I just didn't understand that tactic that the Oakland A's did, and it cost them because he gives up a two-run home run. He walks McCutchen, Judge hits a home run, and the A's are behind, and they never had enough to catch up. I don't understand the theories. There must be some theories that you and I miss on this, but I believe a starting pitcher can give you at least three or four innings in any kind of playoff game.
Let's jump to tonight's contest. Again, we're being joined by Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, as we jump around the bigs. Tonight, primetime matchup, we get the Red Sox and the Yankees, a pivotal game three. Luis Severino is going to be out on the mound tonight for the Yankees. Bill, I actually like New York to win tonight. I like this series to go five games, but I think the Yankees are in a prime spot to put Boston in a must-win situation in the Bronx going into game four, which would just be phenomenal considering that this team won 108 games in the regular season. But New York taking one of the first two in Boston changes the entire complexion of the series.
I agree 100% with you. And now Boston's going to have to come out and put some crooked numbers on the board and really get some run support if they're going to pull something out against New York. The fans in New York are louder. They're vicious. They're going to be into this game so much, as well as the Yankees. The Yankees know they put them on edge by winning that second game in Boston. Now it turns into a three-game series, and two of them are in New York. So the edge has to go to the Yankees. And the Yankees have a powerful lineup. That lineup's pretty strong. So does Boston. But it comes down to Boston's bullpen and Boston pitching. And I think that's what's hurting them right now. They don't have anybody that's going to be lights out unless it's Kimbrel. And you saw him give up a home run when he came in that game. So I don't think there's anybody in that bullpen the Yankees are fear of.
Well, I definitely don't, and I feel bad saying this because I love Chris Sale. I don't know that I trust him in the postseason. I don't know that I trust David Price in the postseason. And I think a lot of pundits would agree with that. That's why the Red Sox weren't overwhelming favorites in a five-game set. A seven-game set's completely different. But in five games, there's some issues with this Boston staff, I think, front to back.
I agree with you again. And I tell you what, the Severino who pitched against Oakland was not the same guy that I saw who got lit up by Oakland. He was dialed in. And so what if he only went 2 1/3, 3 1/3? You're getting outs. This is what I've always done with my as a pitching coach. I don't go in and say nine innings. I go for 27 outs. How many guys can get me outs? That's the key when you start looking at playoffs, especially if you get the lead. My mind goes straight. Nine more outs. Six more outs. Three more outs. That's the way they have to think. And then you start looking at matchups, what's in the bullpen. I think the Yankees have a stronger pitching staff than Boston right now.
Let's move to the other AL series. It came to a close earlier today. Houston topping the Indians 11-3. The Astros score nine runs over the final three frames. Bill, the way Cleveland rolled over, I was a little bit disappointed, especially from a Terry Francona team. I did not think Cleveland would win this series. But I was a little bit disappointed the way they rolled over and died. I would actually expect that from a team like Atlanta, based on the fact that they are so young. They're filled with youth. I mean, we're talking about a team with Okuna, and we're talking about Ozzie Albies, and we're talking about Camargo. This is a team full of youth. The Indians are not. That's disappointing to me.
It surprised me. It surprised me in just the way they played today, making three errors. It surprised me not getting many hits. Kluber didn't pitch that well on opening night. Houston just has an offense that just keeps coming back at you. You know, you look at the eight guys up there. There really isn't a real easy out where some of these other lineups, you've got a couple guys that you can get through. But it just seems like Houston's rocking right now. The Astros are looking for back-to-back championships. And right now, they just destroyed the Indians. They're going to have a hard time with both the Yankees and Red Sox. That's going to be a good series, but I still think the edge goes to Houston now with a little couple days left where they can get some rest on those starting pitching and bullpen. And again, I think Houston's got a good run to get back in that World Series.
Well, I agree with you. We can't forget the last year it went to seven games in the ALCS with the Yankees as well. So we could be setting up for an epic showdown considering the Yankees go out. They spent a lot of money on Stanton. We may get a rematch of that last year. But Bill, let me ask you this. As far as I'm trying to think of the way I want to word this. So you were just mentioning rest. You mentioned the rest for the Astros. They can kind of heal up a little bit, get some arms in shape. The Brewers, especially if the Braves win this game, the Brewers are going to have multiple days off to rest up. How big of a factor does that play in the postseason?
You know, I asked that to a few players. I've asked that through a couple of interviews I had, and a lot of them say, as long as they're active each day, as long as they get a 2-3 hour workout, they're fine. It's when they're giving that whole day off, when a manager goes, take the whole day off, enjoy it with your family. He says that's the time when your brain relaxes. That's the time when the edge kind of comes off of you, because you want that edge to watch, and when am I playing next game? When's that first game going to start? When am I going to be ready? Am I going to be in that lineup? He said those are the guys that say that's the edge you want on your team. You don't want relaxed days where your body just mellows out. Relaxed days are going to play golf. Relaxed days are going on a boat ride. He said some of those days will hurt your team, because the mental side is you want that toughness in them. You want to be that whipping guy to be prepared for every playoff game. Sometimes the ample rest hurts you. I remember back when the Giants played the Tigers. The Tigers had almost a week off, and the Giants were playing elimination games. They went into Detroit and swept them 4 games. And it was because the Tigers said the edge was off. We couldn't catch up. We couldn't get our timing back. There was too much time. And you can't have too much time. You got to either starting to have inter-squad games, live pitching DPs. You got to keep that edge rolling. And that's the only way your managers are going to keep that team from relaxing and getting in that relaxed mode of an offseason.
I know that the Dodgers looked fantastic in games 1 and 2, and I'm not discrediting what they have in the as far as starting pitching goes. And again, they're much more experienced than Atlanta. But at the same time, be it Atlanta or LA, you talk about the edge. I don't know that anyone can top the edge of Milwaukee in the National League right now. And I look at the AL, the way Houston is playing and knowing the option, the weapons and the options that they have, Bill, it almost feels like we're on a collision course for Houston-Milwaukee.
Yeah, I was looking at the same thing, because when you start looking at these teams and how amped they are and how good they are on paper, and you look at their rosters, those two teams sure stand out to me too. And it would be great. I would love to see it. I'd love to see Milwaukee battle through this. And sure, they picked up some free agents here and there, but they had a great season. And to beat the Cubs and win the division and then sweep Colorado 3 straight, it shows me that some kind of character is coming out of that clubhouse, and that character is pushing them through. We talk about Christian Yelich. I still think he's the heart and backbone of that team right now.
I agree. Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, always takes out the time to join us on Drive Time Sports to talk some baseball. Bill, before I let you go, I gotta give you a chance to let the listeners know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can reach out to me at Twitter at Lasky19. And like I said, I'm a fan now. I love this part of the year. I love watching the games and the matchups. And at the same time, I'm looking to see what the Giants are going to be doing next year. So had some good meetings today and some staff meetings that I just got some action to be part of, and to listen to some of the things they said about some of the players. It's interesting to hear it. And looking forward to seeing what they're going to do, because they're looking for a general manager as well as baseball ops, and a lot of fresh things coming through with some new ideas. So interesting stuff, but at the same time, you know, this time of the year, Jordan, you and I love to talk baseball, and I've always enjoyed it, and I hope your fans as well as everybody at your station enjoys it as well as you and I do.
No, I definitely have a great time with it, Bill. Hopefully we'll do it again next week.
Excellent, Andrew. Do you have a good one? Let's see who's going to get in this World Series. That's going to be the key as we keep working through October.
No doubt. Thank you again, Bill.
All right, Jordan, have a good one.
Got to break one last time. When we return, we'll talk some football. And one of those days where an hour is just not enough. It's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.